Last time we talked to our next guest, he was celebrating a gold medal with Canada as the head coach of the women's team. Now he will be looking for another gold medal, this time for a different team at the U18. Well, I guess it won't be a gold medal per se, but it'll be another gold championship with the Canada's national men's under 18 team, along with Trevor Letowski and Gordon Murphy, who will be his assistants. Kevin Dean joins us again. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Gregor, don't you throw any of those March Madness questions at me. I'd be in trouble on that one, I got to tell you. So, I'm doing good. Just getting on a flight here out of Fort Lauderdale, heading to Toronto for a few days. And, yeah, news just broke today, but I'm extremely excited. Been about a week of planning here and excited to be able to represent the Maple Leaf again.
And that comes up April 17th to the 27th in Finland, Kevin. And does the experience of coming in late on the Canadian team, women's team, help you? Because you really only got about a month to look to put this team together.
Yeah, it does. It will make a difference. And, you know, for me, what I found through my last experience was, you really got to rely on your assistants who were already in place in Danielle Glietti and Lisa Haley, who were really invaluable to me. But you know what? Hockey Canada is just, they're so organized, and they are Toronto. Yeah. No. 7:15? Yes. Yeah. Oh, guys, I'm getting a push here to get on this plane.
You're getting a push to get on the plane. I love it.
Yeah.
Live radio, you gotta love it.
Anyways, we're getting a big push, but Hockey Canada does a great job of making sure that we were organized and in place, and really are very helpful with the whole logistics of putting this together.
Now, Kevin, one of your assistants is going to be Trevor Letowski, a player I always liked, a little buzzsaw. Do you know Trevor well, and when do you get together with the coaching staff and start planning and doing your thing?
I will be, Trevor, I spent a little time with him in Columbus when he was playing there, and I was doing player development. So I know what kind of character he is, and he's got a good feel for Canadian junior hockey, and Gordon Murphy and I worked here in Florida the last couple of years, and it's a great experience, a good place for me to have these guys to help bounce some things off of. But believe me, we'll plagiarize a few things from the men's and women's teams from Sochi, and that'll make a big difference for us as well.
Kevin Dineen joins us, the new coach for Canada's under 18 program that will go to Finland for the IIHF World Championships coming up in April. Now, Kevin, for this team, for under 18, do they have to? They can't turn 18 anytime in 2014, correct? So you have to be guys who are turning, who are under 18 this calendar year. Is that right?
Yes. Well, that's not true. There's players, Connor McDavid played last year. We'll look at. Players will announce our roster on April 2nd and get a good snapshot of players from throughout the country, and that'll make a huge difference for us. Canada will be well represented. We'll have players from all three junior leagues, and that makes for some good balance in our lineup. And these are our world class players. We'll be disappointed they missed the playoffs, but. They're going to get another chance to show their stuff before the draft. So I expect a highly motivated bunch as well.
Kevin, you're becoming the short-term expert here. You take on the women's team, you do as well as a guy can possibly do. Now you're talking about a roster April 2nd. You're obviously not a guy who has to sit back and contemplate for months on end.
No, I've been sitting on my tail down here in Florida. A little too much sun, no. A little too much free time. I'm enjoying watching lots of that incredible NHL hockey on right now. But to get the reins of a team, especially with these skilled players like this, is going to make a great deal for me.
Kevin, the big ice surface, how you coach in the women's game, is there different things that you will implement with the under 18 team on that big ice surface that you would or wouldn't do with the women's game?
No, I don't think so. I think, when I went into work with the women, I ran a lot of the same practices. They were a lot of the same drills. There was a few little challenges, with we generate so much from the point at the NHL game that, you know, that wasn't as realistic. But really, you know, what we'll do is we'll take the template that the men's used in Sochi, as well as some of the things that we brought. We'll put a little bit of our own stamp on things. And, you know, what the challenge we'll have is we'll be pulling players that lose out in the second round of their playoffs as well. Mm. So we don't want to make this thing too complicated. We're looking for these guys to be able to come in, jump right in the lineup and show their game. So I don't have high expectations that we're going to change a heck of a lot. And, you know, I guess the comparable you're looking between the men's and women's game is usually with the women, you only have to tell them once. The guys, maybe a few more times to make sure it gets through.
Now, that is interesting, Kevin. Why do you think that is?
Well, I find that the when I got there, I ran my first practice. We went up to the boards. Everybody's really paying attention. They're sharp. They want to do things correctly, and they want to have high execution. And I really found that with the women's game that, you know, we'd put a face-off play in, and they'd be so excited to try it. We'd go out there, and we'd really do a good job of execution. Whereas, you know what, I find the on the men's side, we get a little bit more stubborn, and there's a chance a little bit more for it to sink in. So, you know, that's something that I've found, and I'd find nothing different, I'm sure, with the U18s. There's a lot of real high-end talent kids there that are probably a little stubborn as well, but that's always makes coaching that much more enjoyable.
Kevin, when we Jason and I last talked to you after the gold medal, my gut feeling was it wouldn't take you very long to get another opportunity if you wanted it. Did this develop quickly in the last little while? Did you have this in your hip pocket when you talked to us and didn't say anything? Or walk us through this appointment.
No, I had Bob Nicholson reached out about probably 10 days ago and asked if I was interested in this this opportunity. I was absolutely. You know, for me, you just become better when you're behind the bench. And I just found my experience with Hockey Canada has just been fabulous. They're extremely organized. They give you great layers of support. And, you know, I don't know what comes next after this. And, you know, after I finished up in Sochi and we ended up celebrating this gold medal, it was kind of a chance to decompress and enjoy. But, hey, when you're a coach, you get the itch again. And I couldn't be more thrilled when I got the phone call from Bob.
Kevin Dineen joins us. Kevin, maybe a different question for you, actually. Your dad was good friends with the whole Boucher family, with Billy and Pierre and all those guys. Do you know that family at all? Did you hear stories from your father about them?
Oh, I know a Darcy Boucher that still comes to our summer place every year and visits with our family. So, yeah, we know that crew well. And you know what? It's like a lot of things. The hockey circle is pretty small, and you get around and get to enjoy a lot of people. And that's what's thrilling for me is to get out there and meet some new folks and catch up with some old ones as well.
Well, the Dineen and the Boucher family, man, you had a lot of guys with NHL connections playing or coaching in both leagues with Billy and Pierre and Frank and yourself and your dad and your brothers. It's could have had a lot of good stories.
It is. It's a small circle. And, you know, this tournament, I think it's going to be a scout's dream. You know, all these kids coming up for the draft in June and a chance to get a final look. So, you know, my feeling is I'll probably see a lot of faces that I haven't seen in a while out there banging around the junior ranks. And that's, again, one of the more enjoyable part of our games.
Does that go into your coaching philosophy at all? You know, a lot of these young kids looking at another opportunity to maybe move up the draft charts a little bit, Kevin. Does that play into it at all in how you coach these young kids?
Well, I don't know about how I coach them, but I can tell you, you know, this is the way it works. That the trade deadline's coming up, and I've had a phone call from two different GMs about players that were playing in Florida and just checking to see what kind of character they are, my opinion on them as players. And I would expect that's no different at this level, that if someone's going to be burning a first-round pick on a player, they would like to get a lot of insight into that player. And if you're sitting up in the stands and you're watching them play the game, I think you can get a good feel for a player. But for the guy that's with them every day and see how they conduct themselves, I think that's pretty valuable information. So that's certainly something that I'll let the boys know that, you know what, how they conduct themselves on and off the ice is always an important factor.
Kevin, will you be doing anything administrative now, or are you going to get right hands-on and get out to the rinks and watch some of these playoff series where the kids are possibly going to come from?
No, I don't think that's fair for me to walk in and try to make those kind of decisions. You know what, we have Ryan Jankowski that's been out there all year long watching these kids, preparing to put this team together. Scott Salmon and Sean Bullock from Hockey Canada as well that have put so much preparation in there. And what I have is an incredible amount, complete trust in that they're going to put together a roster that okay. is going to do a great job of representing Canada.
Hey, Kevin, before we let you go, speaking of guys you haven't seen in a long time, we had Dave Lumley on the show earlier this week. He just texted me that he's listening, wanted to pass on hello. Of course, he had a brief stay in Hartford. Do you have any memorable Dave Lumley stories?
I got the best one out of Lumley's story.
Nice.
We had rare team dinners that we had. We were in L.A., and Emil Francis got up and said, well, I'm not going to speak very long. And Lumley said out loud, he said, good, we got a game on Tuesday. which kind of, the cat's not someone that would take that well, but the rest of us got a pretty good chuckle out of it, I got to tell you.
Like you said, a short stay in Hartford.
well, Kevin, we'll let you get on your plane, and best of luck. Hopefully you get another championship with Canada next month.
Thanks, guys. Good chatting with you.